Now we're going to take a little journey through the musical landscape of the 1960s and 1970s. In Detroit, African-American recording artists found a home on labels like Motown, of course. But what if you live just a little farther south and east in a city like Cleveland, Ohio? If you headed down to Leo's Casino, a popular music spot, you just might have caught Frankie Piggy and the Solettes.
So feeling, so feeling.
Frankie Piggy and the Solettes was just one of the groups that turned to Bodie Recording Company. Based in Cleveland, the husband and wife team of Thomas and Louise Bodie issued more than 300 albums and 45s, recorded thousands of hours of tape, and even pressed their own records in a facility they built themselves on an old dairy farm. For many years, Bodie Recordings lived in obscurity. But just last month, the Chicago-based record label Numero Group released a box set of these little-heard and long-forgotten songs. Dante Carfagna is a record collector and helped put this box set together. He joins us from Chicago. Dante, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us is Louise Bodie, who, along with her late husband, founded Bodie Recording Company. She joins us from member station WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio. Louise, nice to have you as well.
Thank you.
Let me begin with you, Louise. How did you get Bodie Recording started as a company?
Bodie Recording started actually as a hobby for my husband as a youngster. He was the neighborhood DJ, so to speak. And it just kept growing, and we were putting so much money into it after he went to the Army and came back. And after we were married, he was putting so much of the grocery money into it, I said, we better make this a business. But we knew that many of them would never be discovered in Cleveland, because Cleveland wasn't the place that the talent scouts were going right out after.
They were going to Detroit and New York and Los Angeles. Let me bring Dante Carfagna in for a moment, because as someone who has spent a lot of time with the Bodie catalog, how would you, Dante, describe its signature sound to someone who has never heard any of this music?
I would describe the signature sound as not having a signature at all, and that's what's fascinating about what the Bodies did on Union Avenue. They documented groups that, for the most part, would not have been documented had they not set up shop and allowed virtually anyone to come through their doors and record and make a record.
Let's take a listen to one of those songs. This one is by a group called The Headlines. The song is called He's Looking for Love. So, Louise, I got to tell you, you know, that sounds pretty good. That sounds like music that was radio air worthy back in the day, was it?
It was. We thought it was very good. And matter of fact, I enjoyed every moment of listening to them. And all of the talents that came out, there were some that wasn't as good as others, but I enjoyed it.
Did any of the groups have any modicum of success? You know, a lot of groups got started, like the Temptations and the Supremes, who were the Prime and the Primettes way back in the 1960s, and they went on to, as we know, international stardom and great success. Your groups, we know they didn't reach those levels of success, but how successful were they?
I guess the first talents that we really did, we started out with the Five Sounds. They ended up being the Three Sounds. And they used to come and rehearse in our basement. And they made a recording called Bodie's Blues. Of course, they were leased out or sold to another company. And after that, they went big. And, of course, most of the jazz people know about the Three Sounds.
Yeah, absolutely. The Three Sounds, a very successful group. Let me just let the audience know, if you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Tony Cox, sitting in for Michelle Martin, who is away this week. I'm speaking with Dante Carfagna, who helped pull together a box set of recordings from, you've probably never heard of them before, the Bodie Recording Company of Cleveland, Ohio. I am also speaking with Louise Bodie. She and her husband, her late husband, founded and ran the Bodie Recording Company, and we are listening to some of these long-forgotten tracks. We're going to listen to another one right now. This is Jesus Is All Over Me. It's by a group known as the Gospel Hebrews. Ask both of you. First, you, Louise, what do you hope that people will take away from listening to this box set of recordings?
I'm hoping that they will take away the idea that there was someone that was unique, that did it from scratch, and put all the effort in and came out with something pure and clean.
And Dante, what are you thinking and hoping people will take away when they listen to this?
Several things, notably that I feel that there's two very distinct divisions in music. There's the business of music, which you were referring to earlier about who was big and stars, and then there's the art of music. And that's, for me, the real tapestry of American art and music is the what was happening, the thousands of bands that didn't make it. They're the ones that paint this portrait of what was really happening on the ground in any particular city at the time. And the Bodies enabled a large percentage of the African-American population in Cleveland. They gave them a voice to paint this picture for us, to get a clearer picture of actually what was happening in Cleveland and, as a result, across the United States in the late 60s and early 70s.
Louise, in Cleveland, is the building still there on...
On Union Avenue.
Union
yes,
Avenue.
It's still there.
Is it still there? And people
yes.
in Cleveland... Do they come up to you? Do they remember you? Do they ask about the music?
Oh, yes. I still get phone calls from across the country. I get letters and Christmas cards, and they still call and they ask and they tell us how much they miss us and wish that we were still there doing what we were doing. And I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful for it.
Louise Bodie, along with her late husband Thomas, were the forces behind Bodie Recording Company, one of the first black-owned record studios in Cleveland, Ohio. She joined us from member station WCPN in Cleveland. Also with us, Dante Carfagna. He helped put together Numero Group's box set Bodie Recording Company, Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
And we'll give you a last taste of the Bodie Recording Company now with one of their biggest commercial successes. It's Used to Live on Broadway by the Cleveland Golden Echoes. I'm Tony Cox, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin will be back to talk more on Monday.